Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You dropped a bomb on me,
baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
Look at that. Monumental got some local college hoops on Saturday.
You dropped a bomb on me.
James Madison versus George Mason.
Yeah, check that out.
If you're a JMU or a Mason alum, I bet that game kind of matters. That's a lot of people that know each other, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think those might be the two biggest colleges in the state of Virginia. I know Mason's the biggest. Maybe Virginia Tech's bigger than JMU?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's a lot of people at Mason, bro.
Mason's like 70,000 people or something.
Humongous.
We're waiting to hear from Dan Quinn. While we do that, I'm going to try to figure out the biggest colleges in the state of Virginia. So, this is according to Google AI, blah, blah, blah. Let's go to something that seems a little more real. Damn. You know what the biggest college in Virginia is?
What?
Liberty.
Liberty?
They must have a big online presence or something.
How many people does it have?
100,000?
Damn.
According to...
I've been to Liberty. It ain't that big.
College Simply says...
It has to be because of that, because I've been on Liberty's campus, and that's not that big.
So I'm questioning the Liberty thing.
Yeah.
Then NOVA, Northern Virginia Community College, has 53,000 students. That, I believe, because you got people of all ages.
Yeah, like, all ages.
But that's...
Some
a
at
little
home,
different.
Yeah, some at night, some all over. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, so we're throwing the Liberty thing out of the window. That sounds like nonsense. Mason has 39,000. Then Tech has 38,000. And let's be real, Mason, you got a ton of commuters, just people that live around and go to college. Blacksburg doesn't have a ton of commuters. That's not a very big region down there. If you're a student at Tech, you live at Tech.
Yeah.
That would be my take, my guess.
Yeah.
This is a good one. What do you think's bigger, VCU or UVA?
Since you asked the question, VCU.
28,000 at VCU, 26,000 at UVA in Charlottesville.
Wow.
What do you think's bigger, Old Dominion or JMU?
JMU.
Dude, by a hair. JMU, again, according to collegesimply.com. JMU is 22,758 students. ODU, 22,541 students.
Wow.
And I would argue, similar to Blacksburg, like Harrisonburg, probably not a lot of commuters. ODU down in Norfolk, that's a big region, big area. You might have a decent amount of commuters.
Totally.
What do you think William and Mary's attendance is?
About 19.
Dude, way less. Under 10,000. 9,700 students. Those are the smart, smart kids. What's a smarter school, William & Mary or UVA?
You would think UVA.
I don't know. I think William & Mary might be sneaky, like super smart.
UVA is as well.
I know. All right, that was Virginia College Talk. I hope everybody enjoyed it. We could do Maryland. What do you think is the biggest in Maryland? It's got to be UMD, right?
Probably so.
Maybe Towson?
UMD, because they got all kind of outlets.
You know what?
That fires me up to have a full crew ready to get working. And so also welcome to NFL Films, who'll be with us for a while. So if anybody's interested in a cameo, let me know. I know a guy, so we will get rolling. So now we can get it into gear.
Just to clarify, does that mean like Terry Noah, are they full go this week?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know about, they're practicing.
Okay. All right. For you, with all these guys back and all that, obviously 6 games left, a lot of things that maybe you want to play for, a little bit harder to attain now, but what is the value for you guys in just having a really strong finish to build off of?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I told the team, for a year and a half, we're building something good. The only way it's going to be great is if you find these standards and find the details, John, to take it to the next space and take it to the next space. It's not something that you just turn on and off like a faucet. And so missing the mark on some, that bothers you, that pisses you off, and you want to fix it, you want to correct it. And so that's what it looks like to me, to throw excellent weeks and having a day like today to start it. You throw a good Wednesday, you throw a good Thursday and Friday, and like, of course that carries over into the game. Then you can lean back and say, okay, yeah, I can do just what we did in practice. So that's why I'm so excited to get the reps and the full speed work with everybody and build that continuity, because that, it makes a difference and it helps, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
Bear with me on this one. With the defense building off of the Miami game, what can you take from that game to build off of? And then, I guess, along with that, with Frankie Louvu, the pass rush numbers, we can look at the numbers and say they're not the same as last year, but what are you seeing from him, and what do you want to see from him going forward?
Well, I think first at linebacker, like, you want to see guys that can tackle, play square or tough, can impact the game. So that part, that's what I'm looking for first, at that spot. The added value is the rushing, the blitzing. We've rushed him more as a DN as opposed to blitzing. And sometimes that's just by necessity, John. And so, you've had it all the way you want, you bring him from off the ball and do that more often. But that's where we are. And I'm very pleased with him. He's absolutely established himself as one of the leaders here, high standards of things we want to get done. I do love his versatility, and having all the extra work on the edge will pay dividends. But the guy's got real natural instincts, and I can't say that, in years to come, we'll be more off and blitzing, possibly. But until then, like, this is how we get down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I liked the intensity that I saw, especially down in some of the red zone stuff. I liked the communication, to limit the explosive plays. That's a big deal, John. So that's, a few of the things I want to see. And heading into this game, that's going to be an important piece for us to make sure, man, right spot, right location, and like really nailing your job, not most of the time, like every time, like that's to me the over and over and over. And that's why I'm excited about the continuity and the reps together.
And what's the ramp up for Jaden this week in terms of getting him closer to playing?
Yeah. And some of that, it's nice, David, because of the continuity. It's Noah, it's Terry, it's Debo, it's Trayvon, and getting extra turns with some of those guys. We kind of scripted even some for specific routes for specific players, so we can dig in hard on that. And so it'll be a challenging good week to push, but it's more about the timing, the execution in the passing game, from the specific side for him and game plan. There's some specific things we want to work on, but today's goal, man, let's get throwing with those guys and find that timing and that edge
with the receiver room. Obviously Terry can take the top off, and Noah's a great possession receiver, but how do their presence also help you on the tunnel screens and some of the other stuff that you do with the receivers?
Yeah, it's one of the areas that we want to do, because when you, you know, obviously Debo is another factor in that. And so when you have three in connection doing it all, that's a difference as opposed to watch for this one player doing this one thing. And that's what I look to see, you know, where Terry has a factor in that, Debo has a factor in that, who's got vertical shots, all three of them can now. So having the ability for Debo now to play all the multiple spots, that's going to be an advantage as well. And so Terry will be able to play both right and left as well. So that's what we intend to do. And then be part of the whole thing. I, you know, want to make sure hitting the right marks, throwing the right practices. So it's not like a wide open, you know, throw to him, but, you know, integrate everybody together.
Hi, Coach. You mentioned that it's exciting for you as a coach to have that continuity back with more players on the field. I'm curious what the energy has been like from the players in the locker room and in the meetings this week as they start to get back out there together.
Yeah. Players-wise, you can feel that energy too. Seeing some of their teammates coming back, that's a big deal. It started on Monday, I felt, coming back. That was probably the first time we had, you know, a bigger group together for a practice for the entire season. So that was a big step forward. And then let's carry it into the week. We like the competitions. We like what that means. And so we just wanted to, like, man, just focus in on this time, this moment. If you're really going to have a standard, it's day by day, but it's really even like moment by moment. It's the next play. It's the next series. It's that practice. And so that's what we're going to chase hard. I want these guys to find the details together. And if we do that again and again, that's when, like, kind of the fun stuff begins. But we've got to put that work in to do that. It's very important for us to find that.
And you've described Jaden as this really high-energy competitor. What have your conversations been like with him over the past few weeks as you balance getting him back on the field while also not trying to rush that process?
Yeah, the part of him, like the rehab part first, that's where you start. And so it's not going to be this way forever when you're, you know, in a sling and not doing well. And so then here's the next step. What's the next marker? And practice is the next one. And so when you hit the next steps, okay, a little more enthusiasm, a little more momentum, you're knowing where the next thing can come. And so that's an important piece. And so all of us in life, sometimes we're looking all the way down the road and let's get to the next step and to the next step. And we're not going to miss any with him. He knows, we all know the importance of him and the franchise, so we're not going to miss any steps. But this is also a developing football player that is hungry to get back, and we're hungry to help him become the player that he's going to become. And, like, that's a really cool thing.
Dan, it seemed like against the Dolphins, the rushing attack got going for you guys a little bit more than in weeks past. What's kind of the key to continuing that against a pretty tough run defense this week in the Broncos?
Yeah, it's going to be important. You heard me say the run actions, the screens, those are the things that can set you forward. And it takes work to do that. I've been pleased by some of the progress that I saw in that. And going into it, that'll be, like, you know, high value, not just this week, but moving forward. If you want to have a good balanced attack, all right, run the ball well, because now you're able to have more balance because of play actions and other things that can go with it. So it's an important part of what we do, not for this week or last week, but just it's really important that this is how we want to get down, and knowing that we need the work, we need the, you know, the timing, all of it. So, yeah, we're excited to do that.
Is this week. What has his absence kind of meant for this defense, and kind of the flip side is what will his return bring to the defense?
I'll start on the return side. For him, Will is a really good communicator. He's like a hungry competitor. So I've liked that part about him. He's got good football awareness, Tom, because his background, he played corner, he's played nickel, he played safety. So some guys can, you know, see this way, and Will can expand the vision to see other things, to give the alerts to other players. So he did a good job even during the rehab process. He was involved. He was in meetings. And so after his surgery, he was a couple weeks out in L.A., and then he came right back, I think, after our trip from L.A., and that's when we began the process, him being in the meetings together. So we like what he communicates like. We like the hitting that he brings and the competitive style that he has.
Dan, last year this team was so good playing at home. This year, you've lost three in a row at home. How important is it to kind of reestablish that identity of, you know, playing at home and having that home field advantage?
Yeah, it's super important. And we love the energy that our fans have created at home. And so as a team, we need to repay that. We need to get that part back. And we had been good at home over, you know, previously, and so started the season that way. And so we've got to get that done. That's very important for us as a team, to show that gratitude for the fan base and the energy that they poured into the team. Like, we are desperate to pay that back to them.
Another player getting back, Deron Payne.
B. Mitchell Finley, that was Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media there. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Brandon Stokely, multiple Super Bowl winner, will join the program. Ask him what Washington is still playing for as the season rolls on. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.